Hundreds of protesters of President Donald Trump's new immigration policies were stymied in their efforts to get to SeaTac Airport Saturday night. That's because six light rail trains skipped the airport stop entirely after police tried to curtail the rising numbers of protesters there. More on the story from KUOW's John Ryan.
While protesters were chanting to let detainees in, airport police were trying to keep protesters out. They asked light rail operators to stop service to the airport. Perry Cooper is an airport spokesperson.
Once we started to see these very large crowds starting to head to SeaTac, Port Police were looking to try and find ways that we might be able to slow some of those arrivals.
John Gallagher was one of those light rail arrivals. He was on a rail car full of protesters heading to the airport when they heard the conductor make an announcement.
We all kind of looked at each other confused. You know, how could a train just not stop at a scheduled stop?
So the crowds got off one stop too soon in Tukwila. Some waited for buses. And some, including Amy Gore, walked the 45 minutes to the airport to express their First Amendment right to assembly.
Public transportation belongs to everyone, and it shouldn't be used as a way to limit access or silence dissent.
Once Sound Transit brass heard about the shutdown and that there was no public safety emergency, they resumed airport service. It was out for about half an hour. On Monday, transit officials said any future police requests to shut down service would have to be reviewed by Sound Transit CEO and by the board chair. That's Snohomish County Executive Dave Summers.
It's really not our role to make a determination whether people should be going to a protest or not.
Cooper says this protest with a few thousand people was new territory for the airport. Protests there usually have a few dozen participants.
Why not just scramble to get more police there quickly rather than delay people exercising their First Amendment rights?
And that's a great question. That's part of a review that we're going to be looking at.
After most of the protesters had gone home, police used pepper spray on others who wouldn't disperse. At least 32 people were arrested. The protest ended around 2 a.m. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.